have to ask them to go in, do I? They're there. I was going to say, well, you can go in the tent. They're there. All right. You want to come try out my tent? Well, what do you think of my tent?
We love it. We love it.
You like it? Okay, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. All right. Oh, I forgot my book. Do you ever build tents at home like this?
Yes.
What do you call them? Forts?
No.
No?
Yes, I made a fort.
You have?
Yes.
I made a whole lot when I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I made a fort. I love Jesus. I made a fort with my brother named Dylan.
Oh, so it sounds like you guys are pretty good at this, huh? You've already done this, so this is not new for you. But do you know that this, in the Bible, do you remember the part where all the people of Israel left to Egypt and they went into the wilderness?
Yes.
What did they stay in? Do you know what they slept in and ate in? And
tents.
Of course they did. They lived in tents, didn't they? They didn't. There's a, and you think about it, there was a lot of tents out there in the wilderness. So, but they made these tents, and God put them in tents. And, but God knew that they were out in the middle of this wilderness. What is the weather like in the wilderness? Do you know? What is it like in the wilderness during the day? What's it like?
Hot.
Hot. Very hot in the day. So what is it like at night? Do you know what it's like at night?
Super cold.
Super cold. Super cold. But God protected these people in the wilderness. What did he put over them that was, in fact, it was over the tabernacles where he kept it, and over them, what did he put over them to keep them cool during the day?
Clouds.
He had a cloud, didn't he?
And fire.
When was the fire?
In the night.
In the night. Oh, you guys have done your homework. You know. So God kept them warm at night with the pillar of fire. And then the day, the cloud was over them to keep them cool during the day. So wasn't that exciting how God protected them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's what it says in Numbers. The cloud covered the tabernacle by day and fire by night. So, but something would happen to that cloud during the day. When God wanted, remember, they're in tents. So what is good about a tent? That
You're safe.
But sometimes something would happen to that cloud over the tabernacle. Do you know what would happen to that cloud over the tabernacle?
It'd rain.
No, it would, well, it'd rain. They'd get rain, but what would it do, William? The cloud would move. All of a sudden, it would lift, and it would move. And when the cloud would move, what did the people have to do?
Move.
They would move too, right? They'd have to move, and they'd follow the cloud. So what do you do when you have to move? You take your tent down, right? You have to take your tent down. So you they'd take it down, and wherever wherever God moved to, they would move with it. They would follow God all the way. Is that what we need to do today? When God moves and tells you he wants you to go this way or that way or this way, he's changing things in our lives all the time. He's always moving and changing things and for our better, right? He always wants better for us. But in the Bible, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, it talks about we are also like this tent. You know why? What are some things about a tent that are not good? Do you know?
The wind.
Because it says our bodies are like this tent. What are some things about tents? Are tents very strong?
They're wiggly.
Yes, they're wiggly. What else?
When it's raining, sometimes it drips down and it moisturizes and it drips down. And
you sure can. So it gets weak on the top. Are our bodies weak sometimes? Do we kind of get weak and feeling sickly and our body?
Sometimes.
Sometimes we do, yeah. If you had a knife, can you rip a hole in the side of a tent real easy as compared to a house?
No.
You can't?
Yes.
Yes, because you can't. So it can easily, a tent can be torn, just like our bodies. Our bodies are not perfect, are they? And our bodies, we're in this body that starts. And what is another thing? If you have a tent out in the desert for a long time or in the wilderness, what starts happening to the tent? Do you know? Do things start?
It's getting old.
It starts getting old. Do our bodies do that? Our bodies will start getting older. We're getting older, and then the bodies start getting weaker, and you start feeling bad, and your bones start hurting, and your joints start hurting, and that's what happens to a lot of older people. But God compares us to our bodies to this tent, so that one day, but he said in 2 Corinthians 5:1, this is amazing what he said, that we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God. God's going to give us a strong body, as strong as a building one day. When is that going to happen? Do you know? When are we going to get a new tent, not a tent, but a new building, a new body?
What? Heaven.
Heaven. Yeah.
Heaven.
When? What is about heaven? I mean, is there somebody involved in this heaven? Or?
Yes. Jesus.
Absolutely. When Jesus comes, we won't have a tent body anymore. We will have a nice, perfect body that doesn't scrape knees. You don't bleed. You don't get disease. You don't get the flu. You don't get sick anymore. And your feelings don't get hurt, because we get wounded in our heart too, don't we?
Huh? Not even COVID?
Not even COVID. Not even COVID. No. We don't have to worry about that anymore, right?
We can't keep the COVID. We can keep the COVID out.
Amen. So, are you excited about having a new body and not a tent for a body anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. One day. One day.
I still like using a tent for sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Tents are fun. All right. Who wants to pray? Who would like to thank God that one day we're going to have a brand new body? Who'd like to do that? Anybody? Fiorella, would you like to pray? Why are you hiding from me? I can't get them out of the tent. No, you can't stay in there. We're going to have to take it down. Would anybody like to come out and pray? All right.
You want to hold it? Yes. Okay. Dear Father, thank you for the Sabbath. I love God, and I love my family. All the people together by singing and praying,
amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you today. Thank you for helping us be strong. Please bring us to church every day. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.